Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
A friend of mine recently mentioned that a flock of crows were raising a ruckus outside his home in North Fargo. When the crows are in a tizzy, it often means that they found an owl to harass. Sure enough, when he went to check it out, the object of the mobbing was a barred owl. Crows make it abundantly clear that owls are not to be tolerated. And they'll mob other potential predators as well, including hawks, eagles, and cats. Mobbing's the behavior used to drive a predator away, protect young, maybe steal some food, or perhaps to sound the alarm to other birds and animals that a predator is in the area. Barred owls are a species of the forest in wooded areas, often near water where they feed on mice, voles, small birds, and such. Range maps often show that barred owls are permanent residents over much of southern Canada and in the United States east of a line from Minnesota southward, plus portions of the Pacific Northwest and California. So the Red River Valley is on the edge of their range. Robert Stewart, in his Breeding Birds of North Dakota from 1975, noted that there were no records of nests or dependent young in North Dakota, but they were likely nesting in the state, particularly along the Cheyenne River in Richland and Ransom County. A quick check of eBird, eBird.org, revealed a recent sighting of a barred owl in Fargo's Oak Grove area. Most sightings in the state are in the Red River Valley, particularly in the Fargo and Grand Forks areas. Barred owls are cavity nesters, and they're known to maintain their territories year-round. As such, there's a good chance they are nesting in the area. Barred owls are a little smaller than great horned owls. Their common name is a reference to the light and dark barring of the feathers, particularly on the throat and upper chest. There are also stripes on the lower parts of the body. Two other characteristics that help in identification are that barred owls lack the ear tufts or horns of, for example, great horned owls, and have dark eyes rather than yellow eyes like many other owls. Most everyone's familiar with the low-toned hoo, hoo, hoo call of the great horned owl. The call of the barred owl is a little higher pitched, who cooks for you? I've put links to more information on this interesting bird, including recordings of their calls, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.